Hello, beautiful souls. So Jenny messaged me and said the episode that stood out to me was the one about self-care. Talking about positive thinking and honoring your emotions are all so important when it comes to self-care. So thank you so much, Jenny, for your feedback. And to those listening, know that one, we do have a particular episode with Marissa about self-care, but there are so many episodes that encompass mental health and different things like that, like the breathe episode, and as well as the one with Isaac. That one does have mental health in the name, the 13 reasons why not. And I know that mental health is talked about in quite a few episodes. So just know that there are plenty of options for listening to different episodes of this podcast that talk about that. But the episode that she was referencing was the self-care episode with Marissa Davis. So for those that have not listened to that episode, highly recommend going back and listening to that one. But thank you again so much, Jenny, for your feedback, and keep the feedback coming from the rest of you. I love hearing it. I love hearing what you guys have to say, what your favorite episodes are, what resonated with you, all the things. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Beautiful Legacy Podcast. I am your host, Abigail Gagnon, and today I am going to be talking about some things that I've kind of touched on before, and I also am going to be recording this while I fold some laundry, so hopefully the audio will be fine for you guys, but it's gorgeous out, but there's a lot of pollen, so I do not want to get pollen all over my clothes. Otherwise, I would be doing this outside right now. So to, you know, do two things at once so that I can get outside faster into the sunshine and get my tan on, I am going to record this while I fold laundry. So if it sounds like I'm a little bit further away at points, it's because, you know, I've turned to grab more laundry or put laundry aside, etc. Anyways, so as you can see from the title, I am going to be talking about doing it scared. So I did talk about this a little bit. I believe it's True Friends, Random Thoughts, and Being Bold or something along those lines. I believe that was in season one. So back in season one, I think in September, November of 2023, because this podcast started in June of 2023, I did not have it on all platforms at first. This podcast was purely on Spotify and Anchor to start with. And eventually I was like, you know what? I'm going to start putting it out on more platforms. I've slowly started putting it out there more. So to start with, and I'll probably talk a little bit about this in the 1 year birthday episode, but I'm going to try to remember what I'm saying now so that I don't repeat myself too much. But anyways, so when I first started this podcast, I did not really post about it. I didn't really share it with a lot of people. I shared the direct link with some people, and I kind of kept it close to the chest to start with. And then I think it was about halfway through, I guess, the first season, I was like, you know what, I'm going to put it on some other platforms. And I made an Instagram for it, I think in July. And even though it was private and it didn't have my name attached to it and it didn't have my profile picture, like, I did put my link tree on there, or the link to the Spotify. So like if people clicked on that, they would then know it was me. So I've slowly started putting it out there more. And for those that are listening to this that know me personally, you will know that but when this episode comes out, it will be last Thursday, I made my Instagram for the podcast public. And I made a post about it on my social media. I also made a similar post on my podcast Instagram. So if you're listening to this around the time this episode comes out, it's the one that's a picture of me black and white. And that's basically the post I made. Anyways, so before that, I hadn't really shared much about it on my personal page. Like I'd gotten tagged in a couple things, but I didn't add any of those posts to my profile or anything like that. So there were some people, I'm sure, on my personal Facebook and my personal not personal Instagram, but that would know about the podcast. But I was wanting to get it more established and, you know, get a little bit more of a following and feel more confident in it before I put it out there to people that know me personally that may be more apt to be brutally honest with what they think about it. And I'm not saying that I don't want honesty because, you know, we're all about honesty and realness and being raw here. But obviously, people that know you personally, family, you know, close friends, more than likely, I'm assuming you value their opinion. And, you know, if a stranger were to say something mean about something that you were passionate about, it may not hit the same way as somebody that you value their opinion. Or even if you're not super close with the person, you know, depending on the family member, you still may take what they say more to heart than you would a stranger. Anyways, and so that was a little bit scary, but I did it. I survived. And so I just wanted to remind you guys that one, putting yourself out there does not mean you have to go all in to start with. If you want to start being more vulnerable, be vulnerable to one person privately, or make a post on your personal Facebook that's private. Or if you have a public Facebook page, you can make, I'm pretty sure, even if most of it is public, I'm pretty sure you can make certain things private. So maybe make that particular post private. There are so many ways to be vulnerable and to slowly start putting yourself out there. It doesn't mean that you need to go all in and be like, I am going to make everything public. I'm going to share every like nitty gritty thing about me. I'm going to share everything about my relationship, my life, and put it all out there for the world to see. And being bold doesn't mean doing that necessarily. Being bold for you, maybe for me, making a post and knowing that more people that know you, that have seen you maybe at your worst and your best, may now hear some things about you or hear some opinions of yours, or people that look up to you are going to hear different opinions of yours that they may not agree with. And then, you know, they may not think of highly as you as they may have before. And that's scary. But I just want to encourage you that if you are feeling like, hey, it may not be to start a podcast, it may not be to make a public post or a post being more vulnerable, but if you feel that you are wanting to be more authentic and you are wanting to be more bold and you are wanting to be more vulnerable, it doesn't mean that you have to start a podcast, make a public Instagram, and do all these things in order to have it count. As we talked about in the episode with Jackie, it was in season 2. I don't know what episode it is or what month it came out because I do batch recording. And so it's hard to remember which ones came out when, but it is with Jackie and it's called Ripple Effect, I believe is what I named the episode. And we talk about like you can impact one person. So even if you make a private post on Facebook and the only people that see it are your friends, maybe that one of your friends will see it and be like, oh my gosh, I needed this today. And either they'll ask if they can share that post and give you credit, or they will post something similar that your post inspired, and then that will impact somebody. You don't need to do this big, crazy thing. Like, we overcomplicate sometimes, I think, being vulnerable and being authentic and being real. And it doesn't have to be that complicated. It doesn't have to be that complicated to be bold. So if you are wanting to do something today and you are putting it off because you're scared, I want to encourage you to go do the thing. Do the thing and then come back and post in the Q&A response. Tell us what you did, or message me on the podcast Instagram. Tell me what you did. I would love to hear. And if you give me permission, I'd love to share that in my Instagram stories maybe and say like, guys, so-and-so, I could even keep you anonymous, did this thing. Isn't this awesome? And I just want to remind you that you matter. And even if you feel like you aren't making an impact, I can guarantee you are in some way, shape, or form, even if it's not in a big grand way that you think it is. Anyways, this episode is kind of short and sweet, but I feel like it kind of goes along with the episode Rediscovering Joy, or the episodes Rediscovering Joy that came out last Friday. I plan to publish this on a Monday, but obviously, you know, if you guys don't listen to this within the first day or so, you know, anyways. But also, I wanted to say, because I know that I probably have some more listeners and new listeners and all of that, and I will be reiterating this at the end of June, at the end of May, rather. But since we're getting closer, in about a month, you will, if you have notifications for this podcast turned on, you will be getting a notification every single day for the podcast because of the fact that there is going to be some changes made to this app that I use for hosting this podcast. And so with that, I want to make sure that I do not lose the content that I have created with not only some solo episodes, but also episodes with other people. And so I want to make sure that I don't lose that. So you'll be getting a notification every day that an episode will come out, but I will only be posting about it certain episodes in June so that I still am posting every day and I'll post as if the episode just came out. So that if you miss the episodes or if you don't have the notifications turned on or if you just want to listen to it, you know, one episode a week like you normally would, you can. But yeah, I just wanted to remind you to do the thing scared because sometimes it's not as scary once you do it as you thought it was going to be. But anyways, I love you all. I appreciate you all. And to all the new listeners that may know me in person, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. And as always, you are loved, you are worth it, you are priceless, and I will talk to you all later.